Welcome to the Storytelling for Innovation podcast. I'm your host, Leanne Brennan, a freelance illustrator, motion designer, and now educator, here to give you a peek into what it's like to create visuals for human-centered design projects and how sometimes it requires a different approach than what we're used to. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone. So today is going to be kind of an experiment episode. This is a solo episode where I'm just going to kind of share what I saw last weekend, where I was in a CVS and noticed that there was construction happening to convert the store into a health hub with a Minute Clinic. And this is something that the company has been doing for a while. I think they started in 2021, I believe, with a couple concept stores, I think in Houston, where they're trying out this new health hub concept with the Minute Clinic. And don't quote me on that. I think this is just from like really quick research. But I want to bring this up because this is just such a perfect example of a type of project that you might be on as a storyteller for innovation. As an illustrator, a motion designer, a video editor, this is the type of project that you might be on. And you might be thinking, you know, how would I possibly fit into a project like this where they're transforming a pharmacy into more of this kind of like urgent care slash doctor's office type thing? But this is exactly what I'm talking about and how you would help out. So these health hub stores don't just miraculously appear, right? It starts at the very beginning with research. And again, I have never worked for CVS. I don't know if this is how they did it. I'm just using this as an example of a typical project that you might get from based on what I've seen with over my 12 years of experience. This is kind of how it would work. And this is not a reflection of what actually happened to create the health hub. I'm just using it as an example, just a disclaimer there. So assuming that this was a very human-centered design project, they would start with research. And usually this whole project would even be kicked off because the company saw an opportunity area or some sort of way where they identified like, ooh, this is a really interesting area that we want to look into to see how we can help. But first, let's just start with the problem. Let's see what people are struggling with in terms of health services, because CVS is typically known as just a pharmacy, right? Like they sell medication, they sell Band-Aids, they sell Halloween candy, but now they're opening this health hub, which is basically like a doctor's office or an urgent care or a place where you can get services for your health. And that is typically not what CVS was doing before. So in order to kick this off, they would want to learn from their ideal customer, what are they even struggling with in terms of their healthcare, in terms of access to services, access to doctors. So they would go into the field and research, or they would conduct remote interviews, or they would, you know, put out a giant survey or all of the above. They would do secondary research where they're pulling from studies. All this stuff will come together in the research to really just understand the problem that they're trying to solve so that they don't solve the wrong problem and end up with a solution that nobody wants and waste a ton of money. And you can even go onto the CVS.com website and look at their Minute Clinic and look at the services and treatment options that they offer. And you can kind of reverse engineer and think to what would the research have been in order for CVS to go through all of this trouble to create all these solutions. Why would CVS go through all the trouble to create options to get a vaccine, to treat chronic pain, to treat acne, sleep disorders, mental health issues? There's travel health, like there's typhoid vaccines. There's even smoking. Like if you want to quit smoking, they have options for that. You know, CVS used to just be a pharmacy. Like now they have basically all of these health services available in their Minute Clinic. They have like virtual doctor's appointments. So you can just imagine the research like is the opposite basically of what these solutions are. So people must have been struggling to find a place to get their vaccines, to find a place to get a counseling for their depression, to find a place to treat their chronic pain. You know, maybe they were having trouble getting a doctor's appointment. Maybe the doctor was too far away. Maybe they didn't want to go in person. They wanted to have a telehealth visit. There's all these reasons that led to these solutions to be real in the world today. They didn't just make this stuff up. They didn't just invest all of this money to create these services for people. It started with research. And a lot of times that research is happening in these divisions of these companies that could really use a visual storyteller. They could really use someone to take that video footage that they gathered in the field and cut together a really nice 3 to 5 minute video or whatever it is, or little clips of videos to go on a microsite that they're making or whatever is going to share out these insights to create some sort of video piece to share that's really highlighting what customers are going through, what their pain points are, what their unmet needs are. That's the first touch point that you could help these teams out. So I was digging around really quick in LinkedIn to see what types of job titles they had in CVS Health. So CVS Health is kind of like what I can kind of glean a division of CVS. And I saw roles like consumer research and insights, UX researcher, customer experience insights director, SVP, customer advocacy and insights. These are all the roles, the types of roles that you might see in these big companies where they're really trying to understand the customer. They're trying to understand the problem. They're doing a ton of research and then looking for patterns. What are the patterns? What is everyone seeming to say? How can we kind of like put that into buckets to say like, okay, here are the big overarching problems that we need to solve for? And those patterns are typically called insights. So why am I bringing this up? So as a storyteller, you can approach companies like this. You can approach people with that word insights in their job title, researcher, all those job titles that I mentioned, and share with them your enthusiasm about research, about human-centered design, about the design thinking process, and share that you are an illustrator, a motion designer, a video editor. You are someone that just loves to visualize complex information. And sometimes they have internal resources within their company. They have people that can do this, but sometimes they don't. Or sometimes these people that are in-house are over-resourced and not available for that project. And if they don't have the resources, sometimes they won't make a video. They'll just, you know, take a screenshot of all those customer interviews that they gathered and write a little like quote of what they said and just put that in the presentation. And that's where one of my offerings is an insights video or a voice of customer video, where I make this kind of short video that encapsulates a lot of different clips of the customer, all kind of categorized by the different insights to really support what they learned in research and to kind of show evidence of like, this is what your customer is saying. This is why we came up with these particular insights. So that's kind of like the first point of contact where you might be able to plug into a project like this is in the research phase. So again, you would be interfacing with maybe a UX researcher, maybe a customer experience insights director, like something like that. If you search LinkedIn within a company and just search the keyword insights or design researcher or UX researcher, consumer insights, stuff like that, you'll find these roles and you'll say, ooh, where does that person work? And you'll see like, oh, they're at a big company. Cool. I wonder if they would ever need a video like this. And they might not have even ever thought of making a video like that. Like they might have just thought of their research that they were doing and the video that they were gathering as just a tool to understand the customer and then create a report. Or create a presentation without video. It might not have ever occurred to them to include video, but here you come and kind of show them what's possible. So I have done many videos like this before. It's definitely not my forte because I'm less of a video editor and more of an animator, but I've definitely done my fair share of these videos that I call the insights video or the voice of customer video. So you can imagine with CVS Health, with this health hub that they're creating, the research would have just been filled with customers sharing their distress with like, oh my gosh, I can never get a doctor's appointment. You know, I have depression. I'm always trying to get a therapist, but I can never find one that has my insurance. And, you know, I just want to go to an urgent care, but there's not one close enough to me, or I just want to get a flu shot or whatever. Like you can imagine the frustration, the struggle, the problems, the pain points, the unmet needs. This is what the type of footage you'll get from these customers that leads to the insights that then lead to the ideas, the concepts being formed as a solution to those problems. So that's kind of like the first point where you could come on as a storyteller for the innovation industry is helping them with this research part, helping them showcase what the problems are. And usually they have this big presentation after a big round of research where they're presenting to like the executive team or whoever the decision makers are, and they're presenting what they learned. And this video or series of videos could be really helpful. Now, after they have all agreed on these insights, now they're coming up with ideas. And now these teams are going to be coming up with potential solutions to solve for these customers saying they're having trouble accessing a mental health care provider. They're having trouble like going in person to see a doctor. Now, maybe they're coming up with the Minute Clinic. It might not be called the Minute Clinic at that time. It might be called something else, but it's some sort of concept around like, hey, what if we took our pharmacy and carved out a portion of the store that's dedicated for providing health services for people? Like maybe that would solve this problem. And then what they do from there is they have to prototype this and test it with their customers to make sure before they invest all of this money into building this out, that it's what customers actually want. So sometimes they will create experience storyboards, which is like a 6 to 12 panel little comic strip where they show how this experience would work. So one of the concepts being the Minute Clinic, and again, I did not work on this project. I'm just using this as an example. One of the projects could have been someone sketching out a customer like entering the store, and then someone helps them like go over to the Minute Clinic and they tell the concierge person what their problem is, and that person helps them like schedule a visit. And then they see a doctor to treat their chronic pain, and then they can get pick up their prescription at the pharmacy that's like just steps away. They kind of take the customer through with visuals. They need something to show them, and then they get feedback. And with that feedback, they will iterate and change their idea. Now, sometimes those storyboards are actually little videos. So I've made my fair share of these where it's just these quick character stories that are just kind of like a reading rainbow, kind of still images with voiceover story showing that same future state experience. Sometimes they build out a mock-up of what this experience would be with like white foam core and a big warehouse, and they build out the entire thing in person, and they have like role-playing people kind of playing the part of the concierge person and the doctor, and they take people through this so that they can get a feel for what this experience would look like and then give feedback. And now with immersive storytelling, people are building out these experiences in the metaverse and testing it that way. There's a lot of options now for testing ideas, which is really exciting. But during this prototyping phase, this is a potential point that you could come in as a storyteller if there's not somebody on the team that can draw, if there's not someone on the team that can animate or create video or, you know, do these other immersive storytelling techniques, you could be brought on as a freelancer, as a team, or even as a full-time storyteller, which I did at a design innovation consultancy for many years. I was that resource. I was the person that could come on and make the video, create the illustration. So during the prototyping phase, where they're just kind of trying to figure out how could this thing work? And then they're wanting to put it in front of people to just create a meaningful conversation that's going to allow them to figure out these mistakes or maybe things that aren't working or maybe things that are really working well or ideas they never even thought of until they put it in front of someone and started asking them about this future concept that doesn't exist. It might create these other spin-off ideas that they never would have otherwise thought of. So that's another phase of the project that you could be useful as a storyteller for innovation. And then as they're going along and refining the ideas and getting ready to present in a final presentation, like, okay, we've decided the Minute Clinic is the concept we really want to push forward. This is the one that people are identifying with that really would work for them. And we've tweaked it based on the conversations we've had. Now they're really going to want to kind of sell it to key stakeholders in the organization or the C-suite or whoever is making decisions about whether this thing moves forward into implementation. There's usually a big presentation or set of presentations that needs to happen in order to get everybody on board to understand what this thing is, how it works, and why it's good for the customer and the company. And in these presentations, there's a ton of data, there's a ton of research. There's a ton of reasons why, like this and that, and this feature is here and there. But they also need to share, like in a big, broad brushstroke, what this thing is. What is the Minute Clinic? And that's where you can really come into these teams and really help them create these short future state stories, these short videos to kind of paint the picture of how would this thing work. And the way I do that is with 2D character animation. So I am doing this kind of low fidelity version of what this would feel like from the customer's point of view and kind of telling this short, usually 1 to 2 minute story of a character or set of characters going through the experience. So for the Minute Clinic example, I would have a customer kind of like frustrated in the beginning, you know, about their access to doctors, but then they find out about the Minute Clinic and I would show a scene of them like entering the pharmacy and seeing the Minute Clinic in the far left corner and they go over there and then they're like met with a concierge person that helps them. And then the next scene, they're, you know, in the doctor's office getting treated and now they're happy because it's all just happening so seamlessly. And then they go over to get their prescription and the next scene, they're like home and they're feeling better about their health, something like that. A very short story that really puts us in the shoes of the customer to really empathize with them, but to also to understand how this thing works and why it's good for the customer and the company. And a lot of that is happening in the script where the voiceover is kind of saying the benefit of this new product or service and the visuals are showing us how it works. So as a storyteller, I do a lot of those future vision videos. That's the majority of my work, especially as a freelancer, is coming onto teams for that final presentation stage, because that's usually the point where they need a little more robust storytelling. Earlier on in the, you know, research and prototyping, they can get away with like quick, scratchy drawings and stuff. But once they get to the final presentation, they want it to look a little bit nicer. They want it to be a little bit more finished. And when I say finished, in my world as a generalist, it's definitely more low fidelity than you would see in like a commercial or anything that would be outward facing. Because again, these are internal videos and animations. But in that world of low fidelity, this would be the higher fidelity version usually is what people are looking for. They want it to be a little bit nice, definitely always professional, but also, you know, flexible so that they can still give their input and collaborate with you, because you have to keep in mind they're working on this final presentation as you're usually creating these future state videos, these future vision videos. So you have to kind of stay a little bit nimble. And this is why I have this very specific process that I have developed over the years to make sure that, you know, I can kind of bend and not break to meet the team where they're at, but also, you know, protect myself from the inevitable changes that will come my way. So I hope that's helpful. I was in the store, I was in CVS, and I looked over, and maybe I can put a picture of this in the show notes. I looked over and saw the construction happening for this health hub. I was actually in Delaware visiting my family for a family reunion. And I just looked over at this health hub with this MinuteClinic, and there was boxes everywhere. And I was just like, oh, this is just such a perfect example of a type of project that I would get as a storyteller for innovation. And I'm always thinking of examples to share with you all so that you can kind of understand, you know, what this process is in the innovation world and how these projects work and why they're different. So it just hit me, oh my gosh, this is so perfect. So I just wanted to kind of riff and share with you. So if you go into a CVS and there's a health hub or a MinuteClinic, just take a look around and see what they're offering and kind of imagine those phases of the project, like the research, the prototyping. And again, I was not on this project, so I don't know the exact team structure. I was even actually trying to dig around on LinkedIn. Hold on, maybe I can get it. I was trying to dig around to see what their job titles were. So I went on to LinkedIn to see if they had design strategists. And they definitely, from what I could see, didn't have that term. They didn't have service designer. They have a lot of UX designers and UX researchers, product designers, experience designers. So this is a role that you'll see a lot where it's kind of the role of the design strategist, consumer research and insights. So, you know, everyone, and this is what's so confusing and overwhelming about this industry is like, everybody has a different job title in every different company, even though they're doing similar work. And sometimes there's crossover and the different job titles like bleed into other parts of the work that they don't in other companies. And it's super overwhelming. I wish everyone would just pick one term and just stick with it. Like design strategist is what I saw a lot in the design innovation consultancy. But in some organizations, that same role, there's an experienced designer doing that job or a service designer doing that job. And I'm just like, what is the difference between a design strategist and a service designer? If anyone knows, please let me know. It's so confusing. But in my experience, the way that I plug onto the team, it's always kind of the same. And the job titles seem similar to me. I'm sure there's very specific reasons why they're called different things, but that's what you would be looking for if you're doing this outreach in other companies. You know, just keep in mind, they might have a job title that you wouldn't think of or you hadn't seen in a different company, but they're doing similar types of work. So it's very overwhelming. And I'm sorry, I wish I had a clear answer for all that. but yeah, I thought it'd be fun to share that MinuteClinic Health Hub CVS Health example with you all. I hope that was helpful. I just wanted to give a shout out to everyone that's been reviewing this podcast. I have a goal to hit 10 reviews on Apple Podcasts by the end of the year. So by the end of 2022, if you're listening to this in the year I'm recording it, I'm hoping to have 10 reviews. Right now I have 4. So I need 6 more reviews. So if you're enjoying this podcast, please, please, please just hop over to the reviews and give me a review. It can be short, no pressure. Just let me know that you're enjoying the content that I'm sharing. I would really, really appreciate it. Help me hit my goal of getting 10 reviews. And share this podcast with a friend if you find it helpful. And just thanks again for being here and listening. I'm just, you know, so honored to share this time with you. And I love that you're enjoying all the content that I'm sharing. And for those interested in my digital course, where I am sharing my method, my process on what I do as a storyteller for innovation and how I've kind of adapted my motion design skills to meet the needs of these teams that are so, so different than what we're used to working with and like marketing and entertainment. I have a digital course that I'm kind of doing a beta test with right now. So I actually have two spots left. If you're interested in getting this course at 50% off, it's going to be available at the end of November. So just a couple more weeks. I'm working away to get this done for you. So you can email me at hello@storytellingforinnovation.com, or you can message me on Instagram at Leanne_Brennan to ask me any questions about it. And I'll also put the link in the show notes if you're interested in just hopping on that offer and buying the course. And I will send you an email if you do so and let you know, you know, kind of the time frame for when I'm expecting to get that out to you. So very excited to get that going. And then I'm going to be gathering feedback on the course from everyone who takes it and then probably making a bunch of changes and then hoping to have it out to the world officially next year, hoping for February or March. We'll see how fast I can get all this together. So let me know if you're interested. Check out the links in the show notes for my Instagram and email if you have any questions, and I will catch you on the next episode.